And data from Johns Hopkins shows California has now surpassed 2 million confirmed cases. More than 23,000 Californians have died of the virus. And experts say they believe an increase in cases can be tied to the Thanksgiving holiday. Right now, more than 18,000 people are receiving care in California hospitals. And the increase in cases comes at a time when some hospital staff say they are experiencing a shortage of nurses, so more are coming from abroad. News Nation's Nancy Liu is live in Los Angeles with that story. Nancy.
And Nicole, the acute nursing shortage was evident long before the pandemic, so the situation has only worsened in recent weeks, not only here in California. More and more states and hospitals are turning to international help.
Within the pool of frontline workers helping to save lives right now, thousands of skilled nurses from overseas. Nurse Noel Maddock moved from the Philippines and has worked in Ohio and now Nevada.
America seems to be the best option with the fact that we speak English as a second language in the Philippines, so it won't be much of an adjustment in terms of communication.
There is a growing number of international reinforcements coming to America, and more recruits are in the pipeline.
Places like the UAE, the UK, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Australia, Jamaica, and more.
Ron Hoppe is CEO of Worldwide Health Staff Solutions, which brings in professionals from around the world. Hospital requests have doubled.
They're really not facing a recruiting problem. They're facing a supply and demand problem. And it's those international nurses that add to the supply, as opposed to employers just constantly reshuffling the deck of available workers between themselves.
The domestic pool of about 25,000 travel nurses is pretty much tapped out.
We would love to be able to pull people from all over the country, but right now the entire country is struggling. So we don't have the luxury of being able to pull from pools that we normally do.
The high demand and short supply is especially evident in California, where some alternate care facilities have opened, but the state is still seeking about 3,000 professionals to work in them and elsewhere. And just yesterday, Governor Newsom said requests for federal help remain unfulfilled.
The biggest issue remains, and I'll just remind everybody of this, it's staffing.
Bringing in international staff can be a lengthy process, and it may still not be enough to fill the void. Chelo Velasco is another nurse who is here from the Philippines. She's now settled and working in Washington State.
I am also telling my friends back home that why don't you pursue your nursing career here in the U.S.? Because I think and I could feel that we really need lots of nurses here right now.
Being able to tap into a global supply of experienced professionals is, you know, part of an overall plan I think employers need to have in place.
According to the American Nurses Association, more than a million nurses will be needed throughout our healthcare system by the year 2022. And we may need even more because of retiring baby boomers and a lot of people just quitting the profession because of the pandemic. The situation is expected to be especially bad, the shortage in the South as well as here in the West. Live in LA, Nancy Liu, News Nation.